Okay. Jaya Pradamatava Kunyabihari Omanava Kunyabihari Nopi Janamalaba Kiribarahuri Jana Balaba Giri Balara Gure Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Sodanana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Manachari Jamuna Tera Manachari Jaihu Radha Madhava Kunyabihari Jaihu Radha Madhava Kunyabihari Gopijana Pallava Giribarada Gode Gopijana Pallava Giribarada Gode Sudanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Sudanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Manachati Yamuna Tera Manachati Jai Hurad Humadhava Kunyavihati Jai Hurad Madhova Kunyabihati Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Osutera Satyashi Shivad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chatanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. friends say, Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sai Mukunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavanam Kijaya Maturadam Kijaya Jagannath Swami Kijaya Yamunamai Kijaya Shrimati Lasi Devi Kijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacharite Jatari. So, we're reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 37th chapter, text 22. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vishuddha Vijnana Ganam Swa Samsteya Samapta Sarvartam Amoga Vanchitam Sva Tejasa Nitya Nivritta Maya Guna Pravaham Bhagavantam Imahi. Okay. Vishuddha Vijnana Ganam Sva Samsteya Sva Samsteya Samapta Sarvartam Amoga Vanchitam Sva Tejasa Nitya Nivritta Maya Guna Pravaham Bhagavantami Mahi Vishuddha Vijnana Ganam Svasamshtaya Samapta Sarvartam Amoga Vanchitam Svatejasa Nitya Nivritta Maya Guna Pravaham Bhagavantami Mahi Vishuddha Vijnana Ganam Svasamshtaya Samapta Sarvartam Amoga Vachitam Svatejasa Nitya Nivritta Maya Guna Pravaham Bhagavantami Mahi
Thank you.
All right. Vishuddha, perfectly pure. Vijnana, spiritual awareness. Ganam, full of. Swasamstaya, in his original identity. Samapta, already fulfilled. Sarva, in all, I guess it's not working. Artam, purposes. Amoga, never frustrated. Vanchitam, whose desires? Swatejasa, by his own potency. Nitya, eternally. Nivritta, desisting. Maya, of the illusory material energy. Guna, of the manifest modes. Pravaham, from the flowing interaction. Bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Imahi, let us approach. So translation. Let us approach you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for shelter. You are full of perfectly pure spiritual awareness, and you are always situated in your original identity. Since your will is never thwarted, you have already achieved all possible desirable things, and by the power of your spiritual energy, you remain eternally aloof from the flow of the qualities of illusion. So you can repeat, let us approach you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for shelter. You are full of perfectly pure spiritual awareness and are always situated in your original identity. Since your will is never thwarted, you have already achieved all possible desirable things. And by the power of your spiritual energy, you remain aloof from the flow of the qualities of illusion. So, there's no purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, so I'll just read some of the commentaries of the Acharyas, and then we'll speak. After describing the future pastimes of Krishna, Narada offers his respects in two verses. I offer my respects to you, the Lord, concentrated Brahman, or spiritual essence. You know, Vedanti Tata Vidas Tata Adhyam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sabyate. So that we have to really understand what it means by concentrated Brahman. As the Bhagavatam states, there's three aspects. Brahman actually means the greatest. Sometimes it's translated as spiritual, but actually means the greatest. So the three aspects of Brahman are the impersonal effulgence, the localized Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Krishna's the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ete changsa kalakpumsa, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. So, or spiritual essence. So this is what's meant here. The object of pure realization. All the desires of the devotees reside completely in you, who exist eternally along with your associates. And also that means anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmanavritam anukulyena krishnadushilena bhakti yutamam. That all the devotees have no other desire than to please you or satisfy your desires. not the desire for jnana or karma. I've been thinking about that recently. Jnana, of course, means sometimes liberation or just like understanding, you know, just like titillating the subtle body, the mind. So, and karma, of course, means external things like dhanam, janam, sundurim. I mean, these things are very deep in the heart. So these are pure devotees. So the desires of the pure devotees are completely focused on Krishna's desire without shunya. They're void of anything else. And actually, the more we progress in spiritual life, the more Krishna reveals to us how our desires are not free of jnana and karma. It's amazing. One becomes more and more humble realizing that. You know, what is my motivation? Why am I doing things? Anyway, I'll continue. You fulfill all those desires because of your mercy. And we're going to talk about that in a second. How the devotees' desires get fulfilled too. The pure devotees' desires. By your or your devotees' energy, all the influence of material gunas is daily destroyed. It's interesting, it says. Or your devotees' energy. Okay, then we'll talk about Jiva Goswami's commentary. Shridhar Swami explains that Vishuddha Vijnana Ganam means exclusively Kevalam, the one form of knowledge. That's Dante Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yad Jnanam Advyam, the same verse I just quoted. Shruti says, Nachakshusha Gri Hai Te Rupam Asha. His form cannot be seen by the eye. And of course, that's another verse. Takshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Graham Indriya Seva Mukhehi Jivado Swayameva Spurachira. That Krishna cannot be perceived by the mundane senses, but if we serve him, then our senses can be purified and then Krishna can reveal himself. As Krishna says to Arjuna, I can only be seen in this form by unalloyed devotion. Yam evaishi vrinute tena labhyas tasyaisha atma vrinote tanum swam. The Lord can be attained only by his choice. And that's another point. And then he reveals his form to that person. He's independent. Kato Upanishad. Because the form is self-revealing, it is called a form of knowledge alone. Satchitananda Vigraha. Thought, this form takes, though this form, so actually misspelling here, though this form takes many forms, Krishna is the Amshi. That means the source. Like there's Amsha, Amshi, Mami Vangsa, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. So Krishna is the source of everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matak Sarvam Bhavartate. Akura also says, Bahu Morcheka Murtikam. You are the one form with many forms. And that can also be understood as Advaita Achuda Ananta Ananta Rupam Ajam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. That Krishna is one, Advaita Achuda Nadu Ananta Rupam. He's without beginning and he has unlimited forms. Advaita, one, Advaita Achuta, he's infallible. Anadir, he's without beginning. Ananta Rupam. Ajam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. But Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham, Atma Bhakto, Govindam Adipurusham, Tamaham Bhajami. Only the devotees can understand this. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47. The prefix vi in Vishuddha means one, Vishishta, special or extraordinary. Therefore, Atta Eva in Sridhara's commentary, because you are this form of knowledge established by realization by being firmly situated in your Sva-rupa, your own form, the form of the highest bliss, that's Ananda, you completely possess all objects. Sva-samsteya-samapta-savartam. Atma is the Swarup, which is the shelter of all things. In other words, yourself is the form, non-different from your body. You are non-different from your body. You are non-different from your desires. Even we are different from our desires, but I'm going to talk about that in a second, which is the shelter of all things, of causes of knowledge. Since you are Atma, the Self, you are the form of the highest bliss, the shelter of the highest unconditional prema. It's interesting. Because of this, by your nature, you have attained all objects, since by being bliss itself, everything is yours. Ishavashamidam saram yatkancha jagajam jagat tenatakchena bunjita magreta kashasvidyanam is Upanishad. Everything is owned and controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything comes from Krishna. Everything expands from Krishna. Etasyaiva nandasya jnani bhutani matram upajivanti. All living beings live because of his expansion of bliss. That means Krishna expansion. Brihad Aranayaka, Upanishad 4.332. Ko yevanyat ka panyat yadesha akasha anando nashat. If the Lord were not blissful, how could any being exist? Tatatriya Upanishad. So in other words, we exist for the Lord's bliss. You understand? Our existence, of course, we were never created. I mean, some people argue that we were created at some point. But if we were created, I'll tell you some of the realization I had about this the other day. If we were actually created at a point, that means we could be destroyed at a point too. Anything that's created, you know, nasato vijate bhavo nabhavo vijate sata ubayorapi trishtoantas 20 astadvita should be. It's not a tattva. And anything that is created can certainly be destroyed. But Krishna says, najayate mriyate bhakadacha. I mean, many verses anyway. The soul, we're not going to get into this controversy right now. But we, our nature is to give Krishna bliss. To give Krishna pleasure. Because you are bliss, you have many forms by your nature. Narada realized that form of knowledge in the blissful pastimes of Krishna. Though all your desires are already fulfilled, you have desires, vanchitam. Though you have attained all desires, you attain them in pastimes, actions to attain the desires. These desires are always fulfilled, amoga, infallible. Not being produced at some point in time. Those desires do not arise from material maya. In other words, they're part of his nature. If they were material, they would cause bondage. They don't arise from anything other than Krishna. Krishna's own nature. And this is going to be explained in a second. You are eternally free from the actions of the gunas by your shakti, svatejasa. This means that your form, qualities, and pastimes are beyond maya. Therefore, I worship Bhagavan, who exists by his own support, not by the agency of Brahman, referring to the personal Brahman. Or I worship that form which is superior to Vijnanam, famous among the people. It is pure, Shuddha. I surrender to Bhagavan the condensed form of Vijnanam. That means realization. Full of bliss, or the condensed form of the famous Brahman. How can Vijnanam be a form with hands and feet? So he's asking this question. How can Bhagavan have hands and feet? His outstanding quality proved by scripture is stated by his Swarup Shakti, his own Shakti, Shakti of his form. His form has all qualities, Sva Samstaya Samapta Savartam, Parasha Shakti Rivadaiva Shriyate. The Shaktis of the Lord are many. That's a famous verse from the Shvetashvata Upanishad, which Prabhupada oftentimes quote. Parasha Shakti Vilaiva Shute Smavaki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. And Vishnu Shakti Paraprakta, Shetrakriyakyatata Para, Vijayakarma Sanganya, Tritir Shakti Ishate. Generally, the Shaktis are divided into three categories: the spiritual Shakti, the material, ignorant activity Shakti, and Jiva Shakti, which is us. Nachakshusha griyate rupamasha, his form cannot be seen by the material eye. His desires never go unfulfilled by his icha shakti, that means his desire shakti. He can reveal or cause the disappearance of anything. Well, is a quote here, I have a shakti known as material maya. Mayam tu prakritim vidvam, mayanam tu maheshram. Know the material energy and its lord, the cause of maya. In other words, we're supposed to know that. I am touched by that fault, Krishna's. Krishna's actually humble. I am touched by that fault. By your Swarup Shakti, Swatejasa, you are never influenced. And the answer is, you are never influenced by the action of the gunas. And actually, Krishna is not touched by that. Krishna expands as Lord Shiva, one of the guna avatars, Shambhu, to actually deal with the material energy, but Krishna never touches the material energy in any shape or form. And I was actually listening to a class about 2 days ago about Prabhupada, that Prabhupada was giving about the guna avatars, and I found it really interesting that the guna avatars, of course, means Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Lord Brahma in charge of passion, Lord Shiva in charge of ignorance, and Vishnu, who takes charge of goodness. Now, Prabhupada gave such an interesting example in this class. You know, I was always thinking, why does each of those Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, sorry, why is each one of those Guna avatars in charge of a particular mode of nature? And Prabhupada explained, he said, sometimes we may construct a house, but we hire an architect and a builder to construct the house. We don't construct the house, right? So that's why Lord Brahma's there, to construct the house, get things going in the universe. And then he describes Lord Vishnu. He said, Lord Vishnu is like he takes care of his family members in the house. It's like if you construct, isn't it interesting? Just like if you construct a house, you're not going to directly construct it unless you happen to be like me. But you're going to live in the house and have relationships with your family members for the purpose of the house. And that's goodness. Because Lord Vishnu, his intention is to bring the living entities to Krishna consciousness. So he's actually taking, we're all of his children. Aham Bija. Pradapita. It's interesting, isn't it? And then, of course, when you go to destroy the house, you're not going to destroy it, you're going to hire someone else to destroy it. And that's Lord Shiva. And you tear it down. It's interesting, isn't it? The example, Prabhupada gave this, that's an amazing metaphor about, and finally I understood why each of those personalities in the Guna avatars in charge of the different modes of nature. You know, it made sense to me by hearing Prabhupada's metaphor. And then finally, Sanatan Goswami's commentary, which is really short. Don't have much time. Your pure knowledge, what can be offered or communicated to you, because you, not dependent on anything, show causes mercy. You will do everything I have stated, swas, some stay out. You never become tired from anything you do. Or why do you ask that I destroy fear of Kamsa for the devotees? You destroy fear of samsara, repeated birth and death. By your powers, which Tejasa, you destroy the influence of the gunas of Maya. And now let's, so, now I'll speak a little bit. Omaganatana, Gananjana, Shalakaya, Chakshur, Miditam, Yena, Tasmai, Shigarame, Namaha. So I'd like to speak about three words that are used in the verse today. Samapta, Sarva, Artam, Amoga, actually more than three words, five words. Artam amoga vanchitam. Samapta means already fulfilled. Sarva artam amoga means never frustrated, referring to Krishna's desires, of course. Avanchitam, whose desires, swatejasa, by your own power. So there's many different words that are used to describe this particular aspect of the Lord's situation. One is called optikama. Optikama means his desires get fulfilled just by him wanting those desires fulfilled. And Prabhupada comments that that's because his energies, which we mentioned before when we talked about Vishnu Shakti Paraprabhu, his energies are all first-class servants. You know, sometimes as a guru, I wish I had first-class servants. I wish I had second-class servants. I wish I had third-class servants. But that's just life in the material world, because I'm not a pure devotee, so you don't get that. So anyway, so his desires are all fulfilled because his energies are first-class servants, and they do what he wants without him asking. Sometimes I ask, and people don't do what I want, but that's life. And sometimes I ask, they do what I want. So anyway, so that's one word that describes. Another word is such a sankalpa, which is really interesting. Such a sankalpa also means the same thing. His desire, because it's satya, it's pure, it's goodness, it's truth, you know, satya, it's truth. By the nature, his desire is truth. Our desire, most likely, is not truth. Sankalpa means intention, or what you want. Anyway, so these are different words describing that particular potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the purport today, it describes, and the acharyas describe, that Krishna's desire, and I mentioned this before, don't come from any external source. They're part of his nature. You know, we can contrast that with our desires that come from what? Karnam guna sangasya, sadasa janma jonishu, to a certain extent. I mean, this mixed. You know, basically, most of us, you know, just to be honest, be introspective, karma misra bhakti, jnana misra bhakti, you know, mixed. I mean, we want something better, but right now, you know, we're feeling motivated by all sorts of different things. You know, prasadam. Prasadam is pure, but, you know, we have this enjoying spirit rather than thinking, honoring prasadam, we're thinking of enjoying eating, you know, the tongue. Vacho vega manasa prabhu. Prabhupada said many stalwarts have fallen down in the name of Mahaprasadam. How many times when we're eating do we forget that the taste is Krishna? Anyway, so I'm going to cite some verses that verify the point that has been made by the acharyas and the point that I'm making. 11th canto, first chapter, text 5. My dear King Parikshit, when the Supreme Almighty Lord, whose desire always comes to fast, had thus made up his mind, he withdrew his own family on the pretext of a curse spoken by an assembly of brahmanas. In other words, his energy, he had this desire, and the brahmanas cursed, and Shamba did his thing, you know, by taunting the brahmanas. You know, I guess I'll tell that story real quickly. Shamba was a little... Anyway, he dressed up like a girl, which is very common nowadays. And he put something in his stomach or over his stomach so he looked like he was pregnant, and all the little boys went to the sages and they said to the sages, is this going to be a boy or a girl? You know, please. They didn't have ultrasound at that time. And so the sages got really angry and cursed what he gave birth to actually be the cause of the destruction of the Yadu dynasty. And that was all Krishna's desire. It didn't happen by accident. So here's another quote from Prabhupada. Therefore, God's name is such a sankalpa. Such a sankalpa means whatever he thinks immediately is present. Not only God, but those who have attained yogic perfection. They cannot desire like God, but almost. In other words, Prabhupada is indicating here, and I have some quotes if we have time, that a devotee is all, pure devotee is also such a sankalpa. And here's a BTG article, Srila Prabhupada, love is not the definition of God. And that actually defeats the hippies' philosophy, God is love. Love is our activity toward God, but there must be some definition of God. Now, some people give a definition of God in the phrase, God is great. So the next question, how do you test someone's greatness? If you say that a man is very great, there must be some estimation, understanding how to estimate how great he is. So how do you understand that God is great? One answer is in your Bible, where it is said, God said, let there be creation, and there was creation. Here is greatness. He simply said, this is, you know, such a sankalpa desiring, let there be creation. See, when you're talking to a Christian, you can actually bring that up. Therefore, one of God's names is such a sankalpa. Prabhupada says, one of God's names. Of course, it's secondary name of God. I understand that's not a primary name. This word means that whatever he thinks is immediately manifest. Can you do that? Suppose you were a very good carpenter. Can you say, let there be a chair? And at once there will be a chair. Is it possible? No, any person who says, I am God, is a rascal. God is great. You cannot compare your powers with God. There's no comparison. But the rascaldom is going on. Everyone is God. I am God. You are God. First show the power of God, then you can say, I'm God. But what power do we have? We are always dependent. God is great, and we are dependent on him. And then 2nd Canto, 7th chapter, 7th verse, purport. The Lord is known as Aptakama, or one who can fulfill his desires by himself. He does not require anyone's help to satisfy his desires. The Lord is unlimited, and therefore his desires are also unlimited. And this is an interesting quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from the Krishna book, chapter 33. Another word used here is aptakama, which I actually mentioned before is something like satya sankalpa. Some may take it, for example, that Krishna was very lusty among the young girls, but Pariksit Maharaj says this was not possible. He could not be lusty. First of all, from the material calculation, he was only 8 years old. At that age, a boy cannot be lusty. Aptakama means that the supreme personality of God is self-satisfied. Even if he were lusty, he does not need to take help from others to satisfy his lusty desires. And here is an instance, I'm going to present an instance, where sometimes the Lord is not such a sankalpa. This is from the 11th canto, 11th chapter, text 33. Still being afflicted by the love of his devotees, the Lord is sometimes appears to be anatma rama. In other words, instead of Atma Rama, you know, taking pleasure in the self or dependent on the love of his devotees. And here is Anapta Kama, unable to achieve his desire without the cooperation of the devotees. In other words, for Leela's sake, Krishna sometimes appears to be not such a sankalpa. Actually, the Supreme Lord Krishna is always independent, but he reciprocates the intense love of his devotees and thus appears to be dependent on them. So in other words, his sankalpa, the way he expresses that is by appearing to be not sankalpa, or not aptakama. Interesting. Just as he apparently became dependent on Maharaj Nanda and Yashoda during his childhood pastimes in Vrindavan. And here's another thing. And then, so we're going to go on to devotees right now. One of the symptoms of a devotee who is jivan mukta, or mukti, liberated, is actually he's such a sankalpa. And let's see, hopefully we have time. It's quoted in the 5th canto, 4th chapter, text 5. Srila Viraragava Acharya states in the Chandogya Upanishad there are 8 symptoms of a jivan mukta, a person who is liberated even when living in his body. First symptom is that he is freed from all sinful activity. I can read the whole purport. Another symptom is that a liberated person is vijara, which indicates he's not subjected to the miseries of old age. My God. Another symptom is vimritu. A liberated person prepares himself in such a way that he does not take on any more material bodies. He does not fall down. In other words, another symptom is vishoka. It means he's callous to material distress and happiness. Another is vijighotsa, which indicates that he no longer desires material enjoyment. Another symptom is apipata. He has no desire other than to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Another symptom is satcha kama, which is interesting, which indicates that all his desires are directed to the Supreme Truth, Krishna. He does not want anything else. He is satcha sankalpa. Whatever he desires is fulfilled by the grace of Krishna. Interesting. First of all, he does not desire anything for his material benefit. And secondly, if he desires anything at all, he simply desires to serve the Supreme Lord. That desire is fulfilled by the Lord's grace. That is also called satcha sankalpa. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also talks about this in his Jiva Dharma, about the satcha sankalpa of the devotees, and I'm not going to get into that. So one thing that I was thinking about is that ISKCON is a manifestation of Prabhupada's desire. And there's a quote here. Srila Prabhupada said, "I am simply dreaming and you are actually on the field." Tamal Krishnamar says, "Yes, that's because we are in your dreams. If you weren't dreaming like this, we wouldn't be on the material field." You know, dreaming means Prabhupada wants it to happen. He wanted there to be an ISKCON. He wants there to be Krishna consciousness spread all over the world, just like Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt was asking Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to liberate all the conditioned souls. And and he was willing to take the karma. Lord Chaitanya said, "You won't have to take the karma, but all the liberated souls, all the souls will be liberated by your desire." And Jayadvaita Maharaj says, "It's like Mahavishnu lying down." This is interesting. The whole material world is being expanded by his dreaming, so you're lying down, and the whole ISKCON activities are being expanded by your dreaming. And a few more quotes. From Prabhupada in conversation, "Wonderful thing, a yogi, if he has got perfection, if he desires something, that I want this, immediately it is there. This is called satcha sankalpa." And from the 11th canto, 15th chapter, text 26, the translation is, "A yogi who has faith in me, absorbing his mind in me, and knowing that my purpose is always fulfilled, will always achieve his purpose by the very means he is determined to follow." So it's 11:15:26 in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I actually have a lot more, but in this, I just want to mention the perverted material world and our attempt to become God. We come up with bogus philosophies to think that we are such a sankalpa, just like that whole thing, the secret. You've heard about that before, where people think that they can get what they want just by wanting it. And actually, first of all, what we want is coming from the modes of nature, which I mentioned before, or impressions from past births, or the papa bija, that means daddy bija, no, the sinful sinful desire in our heart, or the kuta, the inclination, or association with the modes of nature. Actually, it's interesting how our desires come up. Karnam guna sangasya sadasajya majonishu, or the bija, or associating with people, which is associating with the modes of nature. And those desires, whether they get fulfilled or not, well, if we're not devotees, depends upon our karma. Like if we are desiring to be romantic and we have bad karma, you know, then we get to be a bird. I'm trying to give my Bengali accent. We become a bird and we can be romantic, like Prabhupada talked about, 50 times a day, pigeon. 50 times a day. And if we have good karma, then we can be, you know, some Bollywood star, music star, or something like that. So how it gets fulfilled, you know, obviously our desires get fulfilled in such a way that it helps us advance. Even for non-devotees, it helps them advance somehow, or they get smashed after a long period of time. And for devotees, Krishna doesn't fulfill the desire in a way that will deviate them from Krishna consciousness. So anyway, so talking about desires, such as sankalpa, interesting discussion. A lot of quotes from Prabhupada about that. Okay. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Shri Shri Radhagalokananda, Radhagalokananda. Ki Jai. Yeah, it's an amazing purport. We'll just open this up so the curtain doesn't get all over the place. Jai, Shri Shri Radhagalokananda, Radhagalokananda Ki Jai. Govinda Adi Purusham Tamaham Pajami. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Vainam Gananda Maravinda Dalayak Daksham Bhavatam Asitam Pura Sundarangam Kandar Pagotikamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adi Purusham Aham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Angani Asha Sakalan Driadri Timanti Ashanti pan tikayanti chiram jaganti angana chinmaya sadhu jwala vigrahasya govindam jai radha lokananda nama om vishnu padaya krishna vastaya murle shrimana bhakti vedanta swami namana namaste saraswati devi gauravani vachani namasesis nubadi pasadadeshta mim govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami govindam Namagam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Tame Niti Namane Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Namaste Saraswati Deve Gurubani Pacharanayi Nivasesha Sunyavada Deva Shachalde Dattarane Vasesha Sunyavati Vasachati Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Apunichananda Apunichananda 자다 시바사디 도마다 브린다자 Wait,
Krishna, 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 Krish
Hari Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Paramahansa Paravatacharya Osutera Sutashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsa Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturidam Ki Jai Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Shrimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bom. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Prem.